We welcome Kurt Franklin. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good, brother. How you doing, man?
I can't wait until you come back in town, and I know it's going to be on and pop.
Man, well, I'm so excited to be coming back into that area, man. I'm just really glad. I'm just really excited, and I can't wait to come. I haven't been up there in a while, man, and so it's going to be a blessing, man, and I just can't wait to come, man.
The fight of my life, a hot CD.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
When in concert, Kurt, what can we expect?
Brother, I'm doing every song off every album when I come in. It's like I'm going to try to do the whole, just all 10 albums. You know, just all 10 albums. I'm going to try to get it all in.
Our guest, Kurt Franklin. Kurt, what's up with Church Boy, the movie? When is it going down?
We'll see. You know, I'm sorry about that. We just kind of, just kind of got things just sitting at the table and just kind of saying what God's will is on this and what God's will is on that. And just whatever's supposed to be, it's going to be. And we just try to stay more excited about, you know, just what we have on the table now, man, and just not trying to get too consumed with not being grateful for even opportunity, you know, just even come up there, man, and just be with y'all. I think sometimes you can be so busy trying to focus on some of the big hit stuff that you never really learn how to be grateful, you know, whether you're going to go speak at a high school or you know, a retirement home, just some of the things that people don't think is all that big. And so for me, man, I just want to treat everything with the same enthusiasm, same passion. And so that's how it goes down.
How about a TV show or what's next? I know you've got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see, you know, we'll see. I mean, we're just laying it all at the table, man. We're kind of talking about, you know, just a lot of different things right now. And just don't want to make sure that I'm so busy trying to be a jack of all trades that I'm a master of none of them. So,
yeah, well, hey, you're the master of urban gospel, brother. You got the master plan.
Yeah. Well, you know, and seeing, you know, that if those things are part of the plan, that, you know, they'll happen. You know, they'll happen. You know, those things will happen. You know, here's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes, you know, how when you talk to artists, they come off like, yeah, man, and I'm working on this, and I'm working on that. I got this dropping soon, and I got this coming. You know, and sometimes you kind of get tired of hearing all that. And it seems more about the artist and their whole, this catalog of their work versus, you know, seeming like, you know, man, I'm here to serve God, and I want God to be served in everything I do. You know, not just the big stuff that I think that my audience will go, ooh, he working on this, and he working on that. You know, me working on my marriage is just as important as me working on an album. You know, me working on being a good daddy is important. Just important to me working on a film. You know, and so I try not to make those things seem like that. You know, like they're the bigger things and that they're the greater things. And I hope that kind of makes sense. What I'm trying to.
You mentioned being a father. How was Father's Day for you?
Man, my kids loved on me and just treated me like a king, man. And they put together a little CD. My wife took me to the studio, and my kids put together a little they put together a little song on a CD, rapping and singing, and man, they had tears coming out of my eyes. I was crying, laughing, and I just love being a father, man. You know, I've been a father, and I love being a husband.
It's our guest, Kurt Franklin. Kurt, thanks for your time.
Thank you, my brother. God bless. Bye.